Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the blood-soaked rose.
The East Gate Garrison, as you make your way inside.
So the mood is tense.
Victor, Tess and Yorn.
We need you to tell us what happened the other night.
The Skirtel ambushed the guard captain, slit his throat and that was it.
Briok, could I just see your hands for a moment, please?
Yes, sir.
I don't appear to see any claws on
you. Perhaps you should be speaking to the one who actually stood their ground last.
We turned down Serpent Street. Everyone there went real quiet.
And did you see what happened?
Great furred thing folded itself out of the shadows directly.
Witcher, have you ever heard of such a thing before?
It's a fucking vampire.
If this is a powerful creature, and you two are very powerful people, as I've discussed earlier, you're all attracting each other to yourselves.
She mixed up in all this?
I mean, it did have red.
You need to get some components.
There are people that know more than they're letting on, and I wonder if someone who has been invited into the fold could extract that information.
So am I the bait?
Yes. And now.
So you're going to spend some time alchemical shopping?
Well, yeah, this is going to be very tricky. These are hard things
to
come
make.
By.
Yeah. Well, at least you got the fire
and
down.
Nothing I had
you
prepared.
You got the fire covered.
I've got, well, I mean, my signs will help me some of the way, but really I would love some vampire oil and I would love black blood,
yeah. Well, black blood only works when you get attacked, so you might want to not get attacked, you know.
Well, yeah,
that's a cheaper alternative.
That's right. Don't get hit.
The thing I'm really wanting is the vampire oil to coat my blade in it. Because
so what do you need? Tell us about what
question.
You need for your vampire oil. You've got I see you have substances there.
Okay.
Here we get the Witcher preparation.
Hit the books.
Love this stuff.
All right. Oh, no, I didn't print this out in... colour.
Luckily they have symbols that match the directions.
I know, so. I did myself a mischief. Okay, so I need ether.
Yep.
One component of ether, two of soul, and one of fulgur. Fulgur? I barely know her! Thank you, everyone.
Are you carrying any of those components?
God, no.
Pats your pockets.
Like
empty.
Literally any of them? Did you start with any substances?
No.
Okay. Is the mage carrying any substances?
Buying armor and stuff.
No, you don't do any alchemy, right?
No, that's okay. The thing. I've taken. He doesn't create his own stuff.
I think
stuff.
Throughout the travel, just because in the character creation process, buying a lot of the basic stuff wiped me out almost.
Yeah. So, all your weapons and stuff.
Yeah, I did not have enough time to buy any substances. I imagine it's been a hard... There's a war on.
Yeah. All right.
And, yeah.
So, you have the substances there, right? So...
Yes.
Does it say how available they are? How common it is to find individual ones? So, R is rare.
Yeah.
P is poor. And then you have...
C, which is common.
Common.
And E is
everywhere.
Everyday or everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Ooh, well, there's everyday. There's an everyday one in ether, which is... Scleroderm?
Scleroderm.
Mmm, so delicious. Smear it on your cereal.
So we're definitely going to be able to get hold of that every day. So your local herbalist or alchemist will have that. That's okay.
You
what
can
else?
Find it in caves and stuff. I imagine it's some kind of algae.
Yeah, so they maybe someone's growing it in a wet glass container, you know?
Not my wet glass.
Not
connection.
My wet glass Scleroderm.
Yeah, I mean, if it's an everyday thing, it's maybe moss that you could find in the street even.
Yeah. On the street, yeah, against the walls.
Just
you know,
by
on
knowing what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then, what else do you need?
Oh, soul shouldn't be too hard.
Some
verbena,
soul.
Wolves, aloe leaves, and light essence. Oh, no. Light essence is going to be...
So you need two elements of this, right?
Yes, but we have a few pores in the table. Nothing that's everyday, but verbena is a herb.
Okay.
You can find that in fields.
Well, we're locked in a city.
Yeah, so you need to find a...
Well, I'll need to buy it from
an alchemical shop.
But verbena is fairly common. You need two of those, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that one might be slightly more difficult, but it's possible. And what's the last one you need? So you need 2 units of soul. The Scleroderm is going to be easy. And the last one is fulgur, right?
Yes.
Some fulgur.
Common is common lesser than poor or...
Higher.
Higher than
okay.
Poor. There's more likely to find something common that's poor.
Everyday, poor. Common, poor,
rare.
Rare.
Then we have spectre dust, which is poor in fulgur. Although
ooh.
That sounds much harder to come by than some of the others because it's found on raids.
And what are the others?
We've got...
And they're just... All the others are rare, are they?
No. We've got dog tallow, which is common, which is... found on dogs and wolves.
Why don't we
it's
just get
dog
some
fat.
Why is that common and
because
not
it's dog fat.
Poor.
Dog fat's easy to get hold of. Get
well,
a dog.
But that's what I mean. Well, spectre dust.
Wasn't it every day?
Yeah. Well, spectre dust seems a lot harder to come by than stuff you can find off a dog. But
well, you go, these cities have crypts. You just go down there, gather a bit of spectre dust.
Common is more common, Ellen. Poor is less common.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Common, poor, rare.
Right. Okay. Yep. So it's
ECPR.
So spectre dust is harder to get hold of than dog tallow.
Dog tallow is the most common way to get fulgur.
Dog tallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. I'm sure there'll be some dogs
soul
around.
Soul is the hardest thing to find.
Yes.
It has. It's rare or poor. That's it.
Yeah. You need to get lucky getting hold of some verbena, basically.
Or wolves' aloe leaves.
Well, see if you can find a herbalist.
Yep. That'll be my go-to. Sneaking the fat off a dog.
Any sort of alchemist will have dog fat for you to use, for sure.
Yeah.
Or
a,
you could just kill
a lot
a
of
dog.
Restaurants.
just murder a pup.
You just kill a dog and then we'd lose all of our audience instantaneously.
Yeah.
Or create
well,
a,
sure,
or create an antagonist.
I'm sure that's
we
some...
killed their dog. They come after us.
Yeah.
With a vengeance.
And guest starring on Roltercast is Keanu Reeves.
Hey!
Ironically, not for our cyberpunk one.
Yeah, right.
We've created a Witcher John Wick. Yeah, I'm sure that someone would cook up a dog, though.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, dog tallow is a thing that people need to make alchemical stuff,
yeah.
So people have it on time.
And also, food is getting scarce, and dog is meat as good as any other, so...
That's true. Very true.
There should be some dog meat around that I can grab the fat off.
I reckon so.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are you going to go about finding this herbalist?
That's a good question. Would there be some kind of apothecary or...
Sure.
Yeah, even some of the... Not churches, but... Some of the Melitili
the
temples
healers,
would,
temple of Melitili,
yeah, they do
yeah.
healing, so they might have some components on them. Those are my two best bets, I think.
Okay, well, we'll try your first instinct first.
An apothecary.
Are you looking in the trade water quarter or the temple quarter?
Trade is the poor one, right?
No, temple quarter is the
temples,
poor quarter.
Thank you. I'm going to look at the more expensive one.
Okay, so give me an easy streetwise roll to find this place.
That is an 11.
It was a 10 to beat, so well done.
Yay.
After wandering around for a while, you're like, oh, right, yeah, the apothecary.
Oh, aye.
Oh, aye.
And the apothecary is run by Tartha of Dorian.
Nice.
And she welcomes you in.
Oh, hello. Hi. Healing poultice or something?
Of a sort.
Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Look at your eyes. Wow.
Yeah.
You are... You're a witcher, aren't you?
That's right.
Oh, well, that's...
she quite chuffed at that.
Okay. not had a witcher in the shop before. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, what can we do for you here?
Do you have any verbena?
Oh, gosh. Well, I did go out foraging. Okay. In the autumn, I'll have to see. It's DC 16.
Dried is fine.
Gosh. I don't have any verbena. Is there something else I could substitute for you?
Any wool's aloe leaves?
Oh, gosh, that's rare too. I will have a look at the back. Hang on.
She's not looking out the back.
Oh, she's on her phone.
Yeah, I know. It's the retailer's trick.
You know, even though that's not as common, I don't have to use it as much. I do have some of that, actually. I do have some of that for you. What else? What else could I possibly give you? Make sure you note down the costs of these.
39.
For those two, yeah?
The wolf's aloe leaves?
Yep.
39.
Two units you need of those, is it?
That's right.
It's 1d6 to determine how much is in there.
That's
that they have available.
That's if you're foraging, right?
That's if you're foraging, but that's the cost.
Wow, she had six available. She had a good
stock.
She really doesn't sell them.
Yeah.
No much use for it.
She really did look in the back.
Well, most people use the cheaper verbena.
And they're imported from the Blue Mountains, so
yep.
You would get big batches of them, I presume.
Yeah, okay. So what else can she sell you?
And I need...
Dog tallow.
Which...
Oh, yes.
Sure,
I have that.
Sure.
I use that as a base all the time. Yeah, I'm sure you know all of this... All of these things, of course, you just, it's a base that emulsifies the other ingredients.
I know.
Well, yes, of course, I'm just talking shop, you know.
Right.
Anything else?
No, that'll do me.
Do you have one more ingredient you need?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ellen, don't you need something else?
Scleroderm?
I need
You're
going to
try and forage it yourself?
Yeah.
Off the streets?
Well, I'm quite poor at the moment, so this will wipe me out.
Okay.
Scleroderm is 5.
5 crowns?
Yeah. It's the cheapest thing that you can
yeah.
get. Dog tallow is 10, and then the rest is 39.
Yeah, because it's every day.
So we're looking at a total of about 40, 55...
54.
54 crowns.
It's all right. You'll get
isn't
it back when we get the 500 crowns.
Isn't it 39 each for the wolves?
Oh, you need 2 units, yeah.
I need 2 units.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
that's
2
why
units of that one. So
it's going to be 93 crowns.
93 crowns for all your...
You'll get that back and then some as soon as we kill the vampire.
I've only got 88 on me. Has anyone come with me? No,
no
just me.
We went
okay.
off to the...
Here will be a chance to use my item. So, in my life path, Eve rolled the lore of surprise. T'wasn't a child.
What did you get?
A necklace.
Oh.
That's worth 80 crowns. So I think she'll plonk that on the table.
Wow, is this silver?
I think it's... I don't know. What would...
It's very fine work.
It wouldn't be gold for 80 crowns.
No.
Definitely
probably
not.
Silver.
If. Oh, bronze and silver maybe together.
With some kind of common gem.
Yeah.
Maybe like an amethyst.
Or a topaz.
I understand if coin is short, it'll always work for a witcher, I suppose. But I'll gladly take that in trade, yes.
Sure, and she'll slap on the 13 crowns as well. That should get me up.
Oh, yes. Well, I was willing to bargain. No, that's fine. I'll take those. Yes, thank you.
Eve deals in absolutes.
Locks that away.
It is 93 yep. crown to the cent.
Now, I don't mean to patronise. You don't need help mixing this oil, do you?
I might. It's been a while since I've had to... craft any oils.
Yeah, what's your alchemy skill?
You know, I don't care for that line of questioning, good sir.
Does the oil have a difficulty to mix?
Sean, are you like me?
That would be like my base is 8.
Worried about the quality of our witcher that we have on here.
I'm sorry.
Do you want a better witcher?
I only have like 8 in swordsmanship and shit. So.
Oh, you can wield a sword, can you?
Oh, right. You can cut
things. I can brawl. I can ride. I can use melee. I can fucking kill things and mow things down.
It sounds like you just said the same thing 3 times.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's
you're
different.
You're a man at arms.
It's different methods of killing people.
I can slash, I can pierce, and I can bludgeon.
I can pirouette
we
like the best of them.
We have a fancy man at arms.
Well, fuck the lot of you.
We're just there and exchanging looks.
We're absolutely not there. We are about to be attacked by a vampire.
It doesn't have a crafting DC for the oils, does it?
Sure. No. Let me pull it up.
This is what they do.
It's in a side thing at the start.
It's great. I have a particular feature that I haven't used yet that specifically says in the ruling of it, and DC is unknown. And doesn't give a solution.
Great. Our blade oil formulae.
So we have...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Vampire oil is 16. Takes 15 minutes to make. So she is a herbalist, an alchemist. What did we say she was? Neither of those words.
Well, she worked in an apothecary.
Apothecary. So thank you. Thank you.
More of a pharmacist.
So she can have... base 12 for
that's
that.
Better than mine.
Plus 6, she gets an 18.
Nice!
And, 5 crowns for the time wouldn't go amiss.
All right. She slaps it down.
Here is your oil, a strange concoction. Do you know what it's... Do you mind telling me what it's for?
Fighting vampires.
There's vampires in the city.
There won't be after you give me that oil.
Okay. I'm sure I have some garlic around here somewhere.
That'd be 15 crowns.
Would you like some? I've got plenty.
Upsell.
No, I don't want any garlic.
Oh, I think I have a symbol of Mertelia as well. They don't like holy symbols. I know that one as well.
Sure, why not?
That's also bunk, by the way.
Yeah, I know. She knows all of this. All of it's bad.
Can I sell you that as well?
No.
Oh.
No.
Then I would have been worried.
No, I just...
Yeah, you would have but still bought it.
Right. I just want the oil, thank you.
Oh, okay. All she's right. Like writing that. She's writing that formula down. She's like, oh, very interesting. Good, good, good.
All right.
Good hunting, I suppose.
She just kind of like does a wave as she steps through the door.
Okay, so you have your oil. It lasts about 30 minutes, so... Yay. Make sure you wait until you're ready to strike. What about our would-be spies?
Our dynamic duo.
Our Briok and our Aurelius. What's going on here?
Aurelius, I imagine we're in the temple district by this point.
Yes.
Yeah, you can walk across and make your way past avoiding that particular guard you yes. enchanted before.
maybe I have my red sash taking out of my pocket and wrapping around my leg.
Excellent.
Aurelius, since we might be encountering a vampire or something similar, do you want any?
He'll begin making his way to a merchant.
Any what?
Well, garlic.
I don't think that will help us in this instance.
Are you sure?
That's what we determined, wasn't it?
It's all bunk. Yeah. It's all wives' tales.
Yeah.
As I said to the gentleman earlier, this... is not the kind of vampire that you may have been told as a young elf. This is something much more dastardly, much more dark, and much more deadly.
So, are you saying I should have more garlic?
Fine.
I'm saying that if all goes as planned, we won't be meeting the vampire yet. But when we do, we shall be prepared. Briok, our intention here, today, during the daytime... You are in a rather fortunate situation for us where you have been trusted with that. And he points down towards your red scarf. And we know that those that share your similar affectation have some news, have some knowledge of what was found the other night. You are going to use your affable and charming personality to ingratiate yourself to others and find out information that could prove useful in the moment that we do come across this catacomb.
Okie dokie. Right, well, that's a lot.
And he'd like
to remember, but I will I will do my best.
He stops, purses his lips. Talk to those with your red garb and find out what it is that those with the red garb do and are planning.
Very good. I was just going to suggest, sir, that maybe we should go to Serpent Street first and investigate the surrounding area, looking for any clues like teeth or blood, perhaps, or anything like pathways, perhaps like that we could investigate first.
Well, that would be good, because that's where hopefully some of those people will be there as well. I will, of course, be at a safe distance so you're not associated with me.
Ah, that's very clever, sir. Very clever.
You're right. And we begin making our way to Serpent Street.
Yep.
He's uncomfortable with the naming convention, but he's also not correcting it.
Well, the sir?
Yeah. Like, he's this is the thing, Aurelius, he isn't a racist. Far from it. He thinks the Nordlings are pieces of shit for it.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the moment, it seems to be getting the job done.
Yeah, and it's also like, it's a reaction to the tone you took with him.
Yeah.
But then again, that was a reaction to him lying to you.
Exactly. And it's
so
serving
it's
his
it's serving his purpose. Forth. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So so it's deep in the slums of the temple quarter.
In little Machahan.
Yes.
And as we start heading more into there, that's when Aurelius will start to back off the distance between the two of them.
As you make your way into these slums, I'd like you to make an awareness roll, both of you, please.
No worries. I rolled an 8.
I rolled an 18.
Oh, dear.
We're gonna die.
Die.
We're gonna die.
Die.
The season will be renamed Eve.
So what did you roll?
18.
Okay. And you rolled 8?
I rolled 8.
How much
total.
Do you typically carry with you?
In terms of money?
Coin, yeah.
What I would have on me.
Yes.
No.
How much would you have on you?
Well, that is back in the bank.
Do you carry any petty coin on you? What do you
I
have in your purse?
I absolutely carry petty coin.
Because you've just had your purse cut.
Cool. There goes 38 crowns.
Boom.
Oof,
this is the most dangerous, desperate part of town. You rolled an 8 on your awareness.
They went after me even though I'm elf and with red sash. Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. No, totally.
They saw the weight of that coin purse, I'm afraid.
They went at me. That's cool. I still have 29 back in my, like, business accounts back at the caravan, at the cart, because those two accounts are kept separate for, like, inventory takings and that sort of thing. How much money's coming in, how much money's going out. Yeah, okay.
Damn, you're good with money.
Someone got a little payday.
Yeah. Hey, listen to season one of Roll to Cast to hear me get mugged as well.
Oh, no.
By Phil.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Aurelius manages to catch the cut purse with their knife just millimeters away from your purse.
I feel like, you know, as the person comes up, he like reaches out with his arm underneath his robe, grabs this person by the wrist.
It's a girl, a small girl.
Grabs her by the wrist, pulls her in close so that she can hear, and just says, "Careful, you might stab yourself," and throws her away.
She dashes off and is gone.
And he kind of has a quick glance around as he's walking to see if anyone else is eyeing him off.
Another separate awareness.
I'm not going to roll it.
13.
Not that you notice. The streets are very crowded. There's lots going on.
Great.
No one noticed. That you can tell, no one noticed this particular interaction.
He makes his threat. He keeps moving forward.
And I don't know. I don't notice. We continue to the Serpent Street.
So, you round the corner to where you would see the entrance to the alley, the head of Serpent Street, where it's tucked in against the wall of the city and the backs of ramshackle houses in this poorer quarter of town. Coming first, Briok.
Yes.
You are the first to see, daubed on the inside of the city wall, high above the alleyway, a large red rose. Dripping blood.
Oh my god. Briok will clock it. Study it for like a second and go, I don't know. Probably.
Do you have any education?
I have 2 points of education.
Roll your education.
Okay.
Crit.
Nicely done, elf friendo.
What do your elvish eyes see?
That's 23.
It is looks like a corruption of the Order of the Flaming Rose. It's a very similar heraldic symbol. The rose standing straight up with its thorns. But instead of being surrounded by fire...
It's surrounded by blood.
By blood. And
right.
Dripping
blood. One might even call it the Order of the Bleeding Rose or something like that.
Or the blood, the blood-soaked rose.
Blood-soaked rose.
Perhaps,
And
yes.
Sorry, this isn't... What is it exactly? Is this an actual rose or is this a...
It's painted.
Painting.
Painted
above
one of the
alleyway,
walls?
Yeah.
Above the alleyway, great.
Well then, in that case, Brooke will observe it, clock it, comprehend what it is as a corruption or a deconstruction or perversion of.
Yep.
And return to the task at hand, waiting after they still have to investigate this area kind of separately. They can regroup and discuss it later.
So you turn down the alleyway.
Turn down the alleyway and start investigating.
It appears much like other alleyways in this part of town, filled with refugees and makeshift camps. There's a decided amount of red on display here though. Do you have any particular plan of action?
So my first instance is to observe people, observation of me. So Brooke is wearing the red.
Mm-hmm.
Walking down the street, do people alter their perception of me because I'm wearing red? Is there
awareness
is there
human perception?
Human perception?
Human perception, yeah. Read the people in the alleyway.
Read the room.
That's 18 in total.
People, you get the odd... look and like a little nod, the inclination of a head. They're not instantly trusting of you, but there's a little bit of like, oh, I see your, do you know? And do you return that?
Yes.
And you return it and there's a sort of half smiles that are kind of like the glint of yes. Yes, another. Yes.
There's like a positive uplift.
Yeah, there's okay. Like a yeah. Okay.
Yeah, almost a rallying.
Yeah.
Mentality behind that. Okay, cool. Then to that effect, I'll begin to using with that kind of one of us mentality, not in a hey friends, let's da 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 da. But in a, well, this is clearly the hub. This is the center of this space.
It's feeling like it. Yeah.
I'm going to use streetwise.
Good.
And move through the space as if I'm part of the group.
Yeah, you're going to settle into the rhythm of being one of these people.
Exactly, and try and listen into conversations.
Good.
This isn't a, hey friends, I'm one of you, what's our secret mission again?
Yeah.
It's a, hey,
what are we all doing?
Yeah. This is a, cool guys, I'm part of the club.
Yeah.
Go about as usual.
Yep. About as usual, I'm no one to look at.
How do you
have a conversation in front of me, please?
Nice. Mm-hmm. How do you do, fellow kids?
Yes.
Yes.
That's with if you fail.
How do you do, fellow cultists?
So you're happy with that being a streetwise?
Yes, please. Yep.
No worries. Actually, Phil, before I roll, can I use grooming to adjust and kind of alter my appearance to like better fit in? So taking the red strap off and tying it around the
somewhere
arm.
Somewhere it's a bit more prominent.
Go
make that roll, and if you succeed that roll.
Grooming and styling.
Yeah,
and
I'll give you a bonus to your streetwise. Good complimentary skill check.
Yeah, so that's a 15.
Yeah, that'll give you the +2, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep.
So that's just to adjust my style.
Yeah.
And then the...
Oof. Very nice.
So that was +2, was it?
Yep.
For my streetwise?
Yep, for altering yourself to look a little bit more like a dissident.
You are rolling well this episode.
Yeah,
I am. I'm having a good time of rolling. So that's 25 in total.
Oh my god.
Far out.
The name, you hear a name whispered. Vali.
Vali.
Vali. It's an elf name.
Yes.
Vali.
You have been listening to The Blood-Soaked Rose, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. The Witcher tabletop role-playing game is property of Artel Saurian Games, used with permission.
Hold up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.